You are welcome to the Buy in Grace podcast. Your host is Evangelist Emmanuel, and today's episode will empower your soul in Jesus' name.
You are welcome to episode 16 of the Power in Grace podcast, and today's title is How to Invest Your Talents. God gives everyone talents to make life more pleasant to live. Talents are unique actions you perform without finding it difficult to do. Talents are gifts from God for physical and spiritual benefits of humanity. Few examples of talents performed for physical benefits include occupational skills, academics, leadership skills, language skills, and so on. Talents performed for spiritual benefits are recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7 to 11, which include word of wisdom, word of knowledge, gift of healing, discerning of spirits, and so on. How to know your talents. 1. Have confidence in yourself. It will be difficult for you to identify your talents if you don't believe that God had designed special abilities into your life. Some people thought only the popular icons are talented people, but that is not true. It is the level of talents you invest that determines how popular you would be. So, everyone has something good to offer the world. 2. Your easiest task. How to know your talents is related to what are those things you do without stress. Don't be surprised that one of your easiest tasks might be the most difficult puzzle for another person or group of people to solve. Pick a pen and a jotter to list all the tasks you can do without stress. For example, if you can compose 8 tracks of classical songs in 2 hours, then you are a talented musician who must invest in the life of other music composers. You will be of a great help to music composers who spent 22 hours to bring up a single track. One of my easiest tasks discovered during my teenage was ability to write long essays. The third point on how you could identify your talents is list your achievements. List your achievements. Your talents are channels of achievement in life. You can easily identify your talents when you go through the actions involved to attain every unique success you made. God had embedded useful talents into you, either in the spiritual or physical gathering. Invest your talents. God gave you the talents for the physical and spiritual benefits of everyone around you and your society. So, it is unwise for your talents to be kept in a corner of your soul. God recommended Bezalel and Oholiab to Moses for the construction of the tabernacle, because he knew how talented they were. God told Moses in his Exodus chapter 31 verse 1 to 11, I'll just bring out a caption, which says, I have given special skill to all the naturally talented craftsmen, so they can make all the things I have instructed you to make. Also, Joseph invested his talents of interpretation of dreams to save the whole country of Egypt and its neighboring countries as well from the suffering of 7 years famine. You see that in Genesis chapter 41. Always use your talents to provide solutions to people around you and to your society. You can save the life of some people through the talents the Lord had given to you. Jesus Christ explained in one of his parables that a fearful coward who does not invest its talents into the lives of people will not gain heaven. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 30, a caption says, "And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." My advice for you, the listener, is identify your talents and invest it today in the life of people around you. Shall we pray? O Lord, open our sense of understanding to know the great talents you embedded in us, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you've been richly blessed. For more inspirational messages, please subscribe to www.firegrace.com. Thank you.